Hello and welcome to the 339th episode of the LifeSpring Family Bible. I'm Steve Webb, your host, and today we'll finish off the book of Malachi by reading the 2nd through 4th chapters, and we'll begin our last book, the book of Romans, with chapter 1. Let's begin. Malachi chapter 2. Now you priests, this commandment is for you. If you do not listen and take seriously the need to honor my name, says the Lord who rules over all, I will send judgment on you and turn your blessings into curses. Indeed, I have already done so because you're not taking it to heart. I'm about to discipline your children and will spread offal on your faces, the very offal produced at your festivals, and you will be carried away along with it. Then you will know that I sent this commandment to you so that my covenant may continue to be with Levi, says the Lord who rules over all. My covenant with him was designed to bring life and peace. I gave its statutes to him to fill him with awe, and he indeed revered me and stood in awe before me. He taught what was true. Sinful words were not found on his lips. He walked with me in peace and integrity, and he turned many people away from sin. For the lips of a priest should preserve knowledge of sacred things, and people should seek instruction from him, because he is the messenger of the Lord who rules over all. You, however, have turned from the way. You have caused many to violate the law. You have corrupted the covenant with Levi, says the Lord who rules over all. Therefore, I have caused you to be ignored and belittled before all people, to the extent to which you are not following after me and are showing partiality in your instruction. Do we not have one Father? Did not one God create us? Why do we betray one another in this way, making light of the covenant of our ancestors? Judah has become disloyal, and unspeakable sins have been committed in Israel and Jerusalem. For Judah has profaned the holy things that the Lord loves and has turned to a foreign god. May the Lord cut off from the community of Jacob every last person who does this, as well as the person who presents improper offerings to the Lord who rules over all. You also do this. You cover the altar of the Lord with tears as you weep and groan, because he no longer pays any attention to the offering nor accepts it favorably from you. Yet you ask, why? The Lord is testifying against you on behalf of the wife you married when you were young, to whom you have become unfaithful, even though she is your companion and wife by law. No one who has even a small portion of the Spirit in him does this. What did our ancestor do when seeking a child from God? Be attentive then to your own spirit, for one should not be disloyal to the wife he took in his youth. I hate divorce, says the Lord God of Israel, and the one who is guilty of violence, says the Lord who rules over all. Pay attention to your conscience and do not be unfaithful. Malachi chapter 3. You have wearied the Lord with your words, but you say, how have we wearied him? Because you say, everyone who does evil is good in the Lord's opinion, and he delights in them. Or, where is the God of justice? I am about to send my messenger who will clear the way before me. Indeed, the Lord you are seeking will suddenly come to his temple, and the messenger of the covenant, whom you long for, is certainly coming, says the Lord who rules over all. Who can endure the day of his coming? Who can keep standing when he appears? For he will be like a refiner's fire, like a launderer's soap. He will act like a refiner and purifier of silver, and will cleanse the Levites and refine them like gold and silver. Then they will offer the Lord a proper offering. The offerings of Judah and Jerusalem will be pleasing to the Lord as in former times and years past. I will come to you in judgment. I will be quick to testify against those who practice divination, those who commit adultery, those who break promises, and those who exploit workers, widows, and orphans, who refuse to help the immigrant, and in this way show they do not fear me, says the Lord who rules over all. Since I, the Lord, do not go back on my promises, you, sons of Jacob, have not perished. From the days of your ancestors you have ignored my commandments and have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord who rules over all. But you say, how should we return? Can a person rob God? You indeed are robbing me, but you say, how are we robbing you? In tithes and contributions, you are bound for judgment because you are robbing me. The whole nation is guilty. Bring the entire tithe into the storehouse, so that there may be food in my temple. Test me in this matter, says the Lord who rules over all, to see if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you a blessing until there is no room for it all. Then I will stop the plague from ruining your crops, and the vine will not lose its fruit before harvest, says the Lord who rules over all. All nations will call you happy, for you indeed will live in a delightful land, says the Lord who rules over all. You have criticized me sharply, says the Lord, but you ask, how have we criticized you? You have said, it is useless to serve God. How have we been helped by keeping his commandments and going about like mourners before the Lord who rules over all? So now we consider the arrogant to be happy. Indeed, those who practice evil are successful. In fact, those who challenge God escape. Then those who respected the Lord spoke to one another, and the Lord took notice. A scroll was prepared before him in which were recorded the names of those who respected the Lord and honored his name. They will belong to me, says the Lord who rules over all, in the day when I prepare my own special property. I will spare them as a man spares his son who serves him. Then once more you will see that I make a distinction between the righteous and the wicked, between the one who serves God and the one who does not. Malachi chapter 4. For indeed the day is coming, burning like a furnace, and all the arrogant evildoers will be chaff. The coming day will burn them up, says the Lord who rules over all. It will not leave even a root or branch. But for those who respect my name, the Sun of Vindication will rise with healing wings, and you will skip about like calves released from the stall. You will trample on the wicked, for they will be like ashes under the soles of your feet on the day which I am preparing, says the Lord who rules over all. Remember the law of my servant Moses, to whom at Horeb I gave rules and regulations for all Israel to obey. Look, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the great and terrible day of the Lord arrives. He will encourage fathers and their children to return to me, so that I will not come and strike the earth with judgment. Romans chapter 1. From Paul, a slave of Christ Jesus, called to be an apostle, set apart for the gospel of God. This gospel he promised beforehand through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, concerning his Son, who was a descendant of David with reference to the flesh, who was appointed the Son of God in power according to the Holy Spirit by the resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord. Through him we have received grace and our apostleship to bring about the obedience of faith among all the Gentiles on behalf of his name. You also are among them, called to belong to Jesus Christ. To all those loved by God in Rome, called to be saints, grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. First of all, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for all of you, because your faith is proclaimed throughout the whole world. For God, whom I serve in my spirit by preaching the gospel of his Son, is my witness that I continually remember you, and I always ask in my prayers if perhaps now at last I may succeed in visiting you according to the will of God. For I long to see you so that I may impart to you some spiritual gift to strengthen you, that is, that we may be mutually comforted by one another's faith, both yours and mine. I do not want you to be unaware, brothers and sisters, that I often intended to come to you and was prevented until now, so that I may have some fruit even among you, just as I already have among the rest of the Gentiles. I am a debtor both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and to the foolish. Thus I am eager also to preach the gospel to you who are in Rome. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is God's power for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For the righteousness of God is revealed in the gospel from faith to faith, just as it is written, "The righteous by faith will live." For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of people who suppress the truth by their unrighteousness, because what can be known about God is plain to them, because God has made it plain to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes, his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly seen because they are understood through what has been made. So people are without excuse. For although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God or give him thanks, but they became futile in their thoughts and their senseless hearts were darkened. Although they claimed to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for an image resembling mortal human beings or birds or four-footed animals or reptiles. Therefore, God gave them over in the desires of their hearts to impurity, to dishonor their bodies among themselves. They exchanged the truth of God for a lie and worshiped and served the creation rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this reason, God gave them over to dishonorable passions, for their women exchanged the natural sexual relations for unnatural ones, and likewise the men also abandoned natural relations with women and were inflamed in their passions for one another. Men committed shameless acts with men and received in themselves the due penalty for their error. And just as they did not see fit to acknowledge God, God gave them over to a depraved mind to do what should not be done. And they are filled with every kind of unrighteousness, wickedness, covetousness, malice. They are rife with envy, murder, strife, deceit, hostility. They are gossips, slanderers, haters of God, insolent, arrogant, boastful, contrivers of all sorts of evil, disobedient to parents, senseless, covenant breakers, heartless, ruthless. Although they know fully God's righteous decree that those who practice such things deserve to die, they not only do them, but also approve of those who practice them. Well, that was quite a laundry list of sins, wasn't it? Well, have no fear if you're not familiar with the book of Romans. The first part of Romans is going to set up the fact that we need God's grace, and he's doing that by showing where mankind has fallen short. Hang in there, though. This book of Romans wonderfully explains the grace of God and the fact that we can have forgiveness through the work of Jesus Christ. By the end of the book, you will be nothing but encouraged. Well, my friends, this is the last book that we need to read in order to have completed reading through the Bible in 1 year. You may have noticed there's several days left in the year, and we have only 16 chapters. We're going to be tapering off the number of verses that we read each day, because so many of us get very busy at the end of the year, what with Christmas and New Year's, and in my case, birthdays and a wedding anniversary. Well, until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb.